This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Now, today is Intersex Awareness Day, the 26th of October. It must be an annual thing. I actually wasn't aware that a lot of work is done in this space. I mean, the truth is that for a long time, we in the LGBTIQA+, whatever community, haven't really focused a lot on the I. And
it's because we don't understand it.
I think you're absolutely right. And I've just come across this document called The Health and Wellbeing of People with Intersex Variations. Now, it's an information and a resource paper that's been published by the Victorian government and, in fact, signed off by the Victorian Health Minister. This was released on the 21st of March this year, which really articulates, you know, and tries to help our community understand what this means.
And a lot of work, you know, has gone in behind the scenes, you know, to create that. You know, you have the Darlington statement, and you know there are a number of myths that we need to shatter around intersex. Callum and Amanda,
Andrea Macker.
We want to cover. What do we want to cover?
Well, just a couple of key messages around Intersex Awareness Day. I mean, people think that intersex is rare. Is it really rare?
It's like 1.7, the estimated 1.7% of the entire population, which is apparently the same amount of redheads in the world.
Oh, right.
And that can be a conservative estimate, depending on how many variants you actually include.
Right. So what does that mean?
Well,
come on, Andrea. Plain speak English.
Okay. There are 40 different types of intersex. So Klinefelter's being the most common, but there's androgen insensitivity syndrome, CAH. I'm not going to go through them.
I'm selfish.
I just consider... worrying about my own variant, which is being a mosaic.
Right. Now, you'll have to tell us what a mosaic is, because it's a term that I'd never heard about till this morning.
I have two sets of chromosomes. So some of my cells are XX and some are XY. What percentage? I have no idea. And I was born with two different types of gonads, one testy, one ovary.
Wow.
So it's a bit confusing.
So that's what mosaic means.
Well, typically it's a mosaic is a person who has two sets of chromosomes.
Mm. Yep.
Look, one of the questions, you know, one of the myths is everyone is either born male or female. And that's not true.
Sex is a spectrum.
Yeah.
My intersex variation, is called hyperspadias, and that basically means that somewhere in between, you know, vagina and penis, my genitals developed, and they didn't. I suppose they didn't develop fully into a penis, but somewhere before that in the spectrum. Yeah.
So, you know, we've covered that intersex is not rare. 1.7%, about equal to the number of people with red hair thereabouts. That intersex people are transgender, but it has nothing to do.
No,
transgender.
It's two different things. It's biology and sex, and it's gender identity. So they're separate.
Gender dysphoria or transgender is you believe that you should be should have been born in the opposite sex, whereas an intersex person has a variation or a deviation from what is considered normal for male or female bodies.
So, physical characteristics, not sexual characteristics.
Oh, it's definitely nothing to do with sex.
Sex or sexuality, for that matter.
So an intersex person can be straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, asexual, and they can identify as female.
And they can flip-flop as well.
Yeah. This is where people get confused, isn't it?
Well, there's equal portions of LGBT people within the intersex community. It's an almost exact replication of the broader community.
Mm. Yeah.
So tell us about the term intersex, because that in itself is interesting. Historically, it used to be people talked about hermaphrodites and talked about all sorts of other stuff, but intersex is sort of the language that we're using now. What's so special about that?
Intersex is a blanket term that encompasses so many different variations of our bodies, and it's just a convenient way of representing a community. It used to be called hermaphrodism, or I forget the ancient word. It was androgyne.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became hermaphrodite, and now since the 19, I think it was a German scientist or pediatrician that created the term intersex in the 1930s. And then in the 1950s, it was taken up by the British Paediatric Society, I believe. So it's just a blanket term to describe people with bodies that just do not represent male or female.
But it's been politically sort of adopted by the intersex community, so to speak.
I think it helps us to have community.
Yes.
Just having a word that glues us all together.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it sort of still gives us a little bit of an anonymity, in the way that, like, if when we talk to specialists, we talk about our own variant specifically rather than in broader terms.
So you don't need to describe yourself as being a 46XX, 46XY person.
No.
That's too complicated. You can just say I'm intersex. Exactly, because that would be meaningless for most people, wouldn't it?
It is. And as is my even... You've actually seen the resource paper, or the government resource paper.
I referred to that earlier on, yes.
And it does actually have my variation in it, and it referred to it as being a true hermaphrodite, which I don't think that's quite right. I can't have children by myself. I can't reproduce like a, what is it, a snail can reproduce itself.
Yeah. Mm. But again, this is about, the understanding that, this is an important paper by the government, but it's not perfect, and it needs to be informed. But it goes some way to helping people understand. But this is the challenge: people read that, and then they, what you just said, they'll go, "Oh, okay," but that's actually not the case. So it's about the understanding people are getting is not correct.
It is a really good start. It does have a lot of flaws in it. As a community, we have been consulting with the government for the past 3 years to produce this one document. This is really the first stage of the whole process of defining our lives and the resources that we require to exist. It does have flaws in it, and hopefully it will be resolved.
It's really, really important work. In terms of, what needs, obviously, as a community, you're working hard at informing people and working with different community groups to understand. To help people to understand it, what is the one thing that you'd say to listeners out there that would help them understand what intersex means?
I don't know if there is one thing I can say, because it means a lot, and it's affected my life in so many ways, and it's affected how I've been treated. It's affected my mental health.
Just engage. People need to...
People need to engage and recognize that it's...
And try and understand and listen and learn.
Have a listen to our stories and recognize that there's a lot of mistreatment in the intersex community from doctors and hospitals and
Yeah. Well, we do have another guest later in the show. I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing some of that with us. I think it's a wider discussion for another day. Let's have a look at that for devoting some more time to it, you know, in the weeks ahead. But, you know, I admire, you know, you're standing up, you're talking about it, it's courage, and it's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.